So this moves on to ways of working with these patterns. The first way, I think, is simply mindfulness. It all boils down to mindfulness in the end, as someone said. So it's a well-known psychological fact, I think, that which we can't accept in others is usually some aspect of what we have a difficult relationship with in ourself. So this is where there's bits of the mirror missing. It's like weakness. I'm just talking about myself now. Weakness, especially in men, is just not allowed. I'm sorry. So if I meet someone who comes across as a bit kind of weak, then I just don't want to go there. Thank you very much, because you know there's some aspect in myself that just, well, you know, we're talking sort of psychological conditioning here, but sort of feels like I don't allow myself to be weak. It's not on. Someone once asked me if I'd ever lost control, and I said no, and they said, oh, I'm sorry, which took me by surprise. Loud people are taboo, I'm afraid, in my world. Talkative up to a point, but then beyond that point, no, not allowed, not permitted in my world. People who are unafraid to blow their own trumpets, not allowed in my world. I'm quite happy to be praised, but I won't do it myself. You know, I find it very difficult to sort of say anything very sort of constructive and positive about myself. So I dislike it when I see it in others. I find it very humbling to see how instinctive these responses are. It's just so deeply conditioned. And I'll just go on to talking about the way that my responses to people seem to be immediate. You know, when I meet them for the first time, there's usually some kind of immediate response or reaction. So sort of still working along the lines of mindfulness, I want to tell you about Grafton Centre practice. Now the Grafton Centre is a local shopping centre in Cambridge, covered shopping centre. And something I like to do there is get a sandwich and sit down on a little bench. And you have hundreds of people per hour, probably thousands of people per hour, pouring past you. It's constantly coming. And it's a fantastic opportunity because they don't really notice me sitting there eating my sandwiches. But I can kind of clock them. Actually, what I tend to clock, if my eyes are allowed to do their own thing, is all the pretty girls. So that's the first thing I clock. I just sort of track the pretty girls. And I just sort of sit there and noticing that. Oh, yeah, there's another one. Oh, there's another one. And notice the aversion either to ugly girls or to brutish guys. There's a bit of fear that arises with brutish guys. It's not just simply aversion. And I notice how semi-invisible old people are to me. So what I try and do is bring attention to everyone, you know, roughly equally, and just notice this completely knee-jerk response that just seems to come, just flows over me as the people flow past me. And noticing the little stories and the little judgments that come as well. I find it quite sort of humiliating again when I can tune in to this sort of sotto voce little storyline that goes on, you know, in my daily life. All the judgments, all the stories that are going on in relationship to the people around me. So as a practice on this retreat, I encourage you just to notice that as far as you can. Just notice your reaction to people on the retreat. People you're drawn to, people you want to move away from. People in your study group are saying stupid things. People who say fantastic things. Just notice what's going on there. Is there any relationship between, or any connection between your relationship to yourself and what you notice in these people? So this is a basic level of psychological understanding I'm talking about, using mindfulness to bring attention to our responses to the people around us and learning. We can learn from these responses about ourselves. We can take learnings about ourselves back out into these responses. Just to be clear, there's nothing wrong with liking and disliking people, forming initial impressions. This is all Vedana. This is all the results of past conditioning. It's not karmic in this sense. What is significant is being able to hang loose to them, to notice them, but not let it affect our behaviour significantly. And for that, we need awareness.